So I'm sorry what's happened to your 16-year-old son. Tell me the story. He has a disability. He went to get on the bus to go to work. 16-year-old. Yeah. What happened? This is Ulster Bus.
He uses the bus service every day, Monday to Friday, to go to and from work. And he went Friday week past to get on the bus as per usual. And he had to pay with a £20 note because he had taken money from his account, you know, to pay for his bus fares for the week. And when he got on the bus driver told him he wasn't going to take him on the bus because he had no change to give him. Now, Jack, like, he has a Y-Link card, so you can use that to get, like, a discounted rate. So he offered to actually pay the full rate and pay for a return ticket to enable the bus driver then to give him £15 in change. But the bus driver said he had no notes either and that he would have to get off the bus. And only for the kindness of a stranger on the bus who actually paid his fare for him, he would have put him off, and it's a full hour's wait till the next bus service comes along then in our area.
This was at 6:30 in the morning. The bus driver wanted to throw your 16-year-old off the bus.
Yeah, he wanted him to get off the bus because he had no change to give him. Now, can I just say, the other thing that really annoyed me about this was he's not taking him from a bus stop to another bus stop. He was actually taking him to the stop at the depot in the town. You know, and that's where my son's boss waits there to collect him then and take him to the location of his work. So it wasn't as if he couldn't have went on to the depot maybe and got him changed. I don't know. I don't know what their policy and procedure is, you know, when this happens. But
well, TransLink are saying that they've launched an investigation. They say it's not always possible for drivers to have the correct change for larger notes, but they do have procedures in place to avoid this type of situation, and we apologise to the passengers. So they're saying sorry, and they're investigating. Yeah. But, like, you know,
well, I have emailed TransLink, and I have yet to receive a response from them. I emailed them before I even contacted your show. I have yet to receive a response from them.
So they haven't got back to you about your son, but they're getting back to us about your son?
Yeah.
Well, how does that add up?
Well, I don't know. I emailed them on the Friday morning when my son contacted me initially. The first thing I done was go on to TransLink's website to see how I went about making a complaint and what procedure to follow. And I followed the procedure. They give you 3 days that they will respond, but you take the email, the automatic email, as their response, and they have 10 working days. So they have till Friday this week to respond, but I have yet to receive a response from them.
And look, I know you don't want to go into the too much detail about your son's disability, but suffice to say that, you know, because of your son's disability, that would be even more important for him not to be thrown off a bus at 6:30 in the morning.
Well, you know, I don't think anybody should be thrown off a bus. You know, if it had been an elderly man or a woman, like, was he going to put them off the bus as well? You know, like, I think it's just ridiculous that the bus driver, like, he couldn't have been too long, started his shift, wouldn't even have change to give people or notes or even to have just said, look, wait until we get you to the depot and, you know, I'll get you changed then.
And was there no chat around that? Was there no, like,
No, he was just, from what I have been told, I wasn't there, so I can't say firsthand, but all I can say is from what I've been told, he was very dismissive. And, you know, obviously my son was a little bit upset about the whole thing, and this kind lady then just, she paid his fare for him. So I would like to thank her, whoever she was, because had she not stepped in, he would have got off the bus and stood and waited for an hour.
I guess the counter to this, I'm trying, look, a lot of these stories are about common sense, and clearly common sense has not prevailed here.
Yeah.
All I would say is, what happens to drivers if everybody get on the bus and hands them £20 note for, you know, a pound fare? They're ultimately going to run out of change, aren't they?
Yeah, of course.
So we need to be sensible with this, to be fair.
But this was a 6:37 a.m. bus. He couldn't have done too many runs before that. You know, this was a very early bus service. This wasn't as if he had been out all day dealing with lots and lots and lots of people. This was, you know, I would presume his first run of the day.
Well, look, I'm sure TransLink, especially not we're talking about it, I'm sure that they will be in touch with you before Friday. Let me know if they haven't been.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yes, thank you, Stephen.
Thanks very much, Kate. Morning Bye. To you. And that might sound like a small story, but it's an important story. And there's TransLink issuing an apology.